time again for Braden's Press Box.
Yeah, I really got some fans out there. It's awesome.
Hi, I'm Braden Robinson from Wichita, Kansas.
And I'm Dad. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. What are we going to talk today about, Braden?
Well, first is a sad story from Savannah, Georgia. Ooga Out, Aga Whatever, 6th, the most winningest mascot in Georgia history, died on Friday.
Why don't we just call him Ooga?
Because there's 6 other ones.
Well, I mean, okay. You said Ooga, Aga.
Ooga, Aga, Ooga. Let's just call him Ooga, Aga, whatever.
No, call him Ooga.
Okay, Ooga, yeah. Well, yeah, he died of heart failure, and it's not good at all. He was taken to Dr. Stanley Lester, the family veterinarian, who consulted with Dr. Bruce Hollett at the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine. Ooga 6 passed away.
And they gave him a bath first, didn't they?
Probably.
Yeah, it says right here they couldn't figure out anything was wrong with him. Gave him a bath or something. It's very sad, but
yeah. You
know, and gosh, you know, they're gonna bury him in a marble coffin next to their stadium. I mean, gee, how many people get married in a marble slab or something with all this nonsense? I don't get it.
Well, he's gonna be buried the other of his the old Oogas.
Oh.
So. Gonna smell really bad down there.
Yeah, I bet it would. All those Oogas. Well, I had some friends that were Georgia Bulldog fans. They're pretty rowdy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go down there. It's probably haunted.
Yeah, might be haunted.
All these dead dogs.
Yeah. Dog.
Doing the thriller
ghosts.
Dance. Doing the thriller dance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hear this was a timely death. Well, I mean, hadn't something just happened?
Yeah. Well, they lost in the. National championship of the NCAA baseball to Fresno State, a big underdog.
Do you think that the news just killed him?
He couldn't handle it?
I
don't know. Probably not. It's kind of not possible.
Well, you don't. He guess he was a dog. Probably wouldn't even have known.
A what?
A dog.
It's probably the dog. He's the president's dog, probably.
All dogs are pretty sad.
You know, they look pretty sad. Well,
they do look sort of sad. What now? What kind? If you had a team, what kind of dog would you have?
Jack Russell.
Jack Russell. Well, then what would your team be named? The Russells?
Sure.
Or the, well...
The
You think Bill Russell had a Jack Russell?
Probably not. Well, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated with Kevin Garnett, so...
Yeah? Why is he on that? On the Sports Illustrated?
Because Celtics won the championship.
What do you think about that?
Pretty good. I mean, I hate the Lakers. I've always hate the Lakers, so...
Why do you hate the Lakers?
Kobe.
Why is that? Kobe's great. You can't hate Kobe.
Well, not as a basketball player, but he complains a lot. That's all you hear about on the radio. So I don't really want to talk about him on this podcast thing.
Well, maybe okay, you don't want to say any bad words because you know that being out there, okay, and you don't want him to hear you and come to your house.
I don't care. Come to my house, Kobe. Come on.
Who's your man?
LeBron, man.
LeBron?
LeBron.
Okay,
Chris Paul.
Well, are the Celtics going to win again next year?
No.
No?
Hornets.
Why?
Hornets all the way.
Hornets?
Hornets all the way.
Why are the Hornets going to win?
They're my favorite team. Chris Paul kills second in the voting of MVP. I think he should have deserved it over Kobe. Not just because I don't like Kobe, just because I think he's a better player. He passes the ball more. He's like an all-around player. He's a good defender, good offender.
Well, what about, you know, the other night you had to stay up and watch this NBA draft thing. What's that all about?
Well, you get to see like your college players go. You get to see what team your college go to. What player your favorite team gets, like the Hornets. They got Duralto, but they traded him for cash. I was mad because Duralto's my favorite player from KU. Cause you know
where the KU players went.
Well, they tied the record for most all time ever in a draft. They tied Florida and Connecticut. Connecticut in 2006 and Florida in 2007. Darrell Arthur, Brandon Rush, Mario Chalmers, Darrell Arthur, and Sasha Kahn went. Brandon Rush.
Sasha Kahn? Sasha Kahn?
Sasha Kahn. Not the skier, not Sasha Cohen, but Sasha Kahn.
Okay. Or the singer.
Was that a singer?
Well, it's not a singer. It's something said in a song. Go ahead.
And Brandon Rush got drafted 13th. To the Trailblazers, but was part in a proposed trade to Indiana.
Well, why do these guys always get chosen to draft one place and then get traded somewhere else. You know, that confuses me. Why do they do that? It just, you know, you go to bed thinking one thing, you wake up finding they're somewhere else. It just really annoys me.
Yeah, ask someone else. Because, look at this. Duarte also, again, one of my favorite players, he got traded twice. He got drafted by the Hornets, got traded to the Trailblazers, and then later got traded to Houston. How do you think he felt about that?
Well, yeah, well, you don't even know where you're going to live. And you go through that two or three times in the night. I mean, you're going up and down and up and down. Of course,
call your family up and down.
Did he make more money each time he got traded, or is it about the same?
No.
Or guess we don't know, or what?
No, it's just the same way.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want it. That'd be like saying we were going to move to Kansas City, then St. Louis, and end up back in Wichita.
Yeah, four KU players got traded, too. Five of the four KU players got traded.
Oh.
The four KU players got traded. Well, Brandon North, Joe Arthur, Mario Chalmers, and Sasha Khan all got traded.
Now, which KU players did you know? Met some?
Joe Arthur and Sean Collins. He's still in there. He's going to be a junior next year.
Yeah, well, what are they like?
Pretty nice.
They talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
Did they let you make some shots over them?
No.
Not much?
I didn't even play any of them.
Oh, okay. But you got to talk to them and got to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've got a picture of you, too.
Yeah.
We'll have to get that signed someday if we ever see him again.
Yeah, and I also met Nick Collison, Michael Lee, and Aaron Miles.
Yeah.
Some other players that got went to the NBA. Aaron Miles, I don't know if he's still in the NBA, but that was a few years ago. I remember he got signed. He didn't get drafted by the Golden State Warriors. I'm not sure if he still is there.
Okay, well, I've got a question for you. How is the NBA draft going to affect NASCAR this year?
NASCAR? What? It's not going to affect anything. That's just, like, off subject.
Well, what do you mean?
How's it going to affect it?
Well, aren't these... I don't get it.
I could slap you right now.
Okay. They all... it all means hockey puck to me. I don't quite get it. Anyway, I tell you, what do you want to do in this podcast for the rest of the time? I mean, not this time, but I mean over the rest of the shows. What kind of stuff do you want to do?
Right now, actually, I want to watch TV.
No, I mean not right now. I mean, Braden, you know, I mean...
Come on,
the next time we do some podcasts, what do you want to do?
Well, they can listen to me watch TV.
That would be pretty boring.
Not for me.
Not for you, but for them. We want listeners to come back and listen to our show.
You guys better.
Yeah, they better. And they can do that by hitting the subscribe button on our RSS.
Subscribe button on RSS. Okay, got it?
Okay, they've got it.
Got my eyes on you.
Yeah. Now, we could, you know, try calling some people on the phone, some local sports people.
Like Barry Sanders.
Well, we could try calling Barry.
Barry Sanders, running back.
I've got a friend I think could get a hold of him. We know Gene Stevenson.
WC baseball coach for Texas State.
In fact, right now our studio used to be his basement.
Yeah, we moved into his house. Well, we didn't he doesn't live here anymore, but, you know, he did live here still. He'd probably be on the show.
He'd probably be doing the show himself, right?
He already has a Gene Stevenson show. He goes to the Shadow every Wednesday.
That's right. We could show up at the Shadow and interview him on a different tape recorder.
Yeah.
That'd work.
Thanks for listening. This is Braden.
Thanks for listening. This is Dad. We'll see you next week on
Braden's Press Box. Come back next week. Rock on!